Welcome back to the Man Cave Caucus podcast. You want to be informed about what's going on, what's happening in this crazy world around us. This is where it's at. You want to be entertained while also being informed? Well, this is the place. You found it. I'm your host, Ben Baker. Tim Holden is here as well, of course. The sidekick extraordinaire and the one and only Detective Joel Mace is at the ready as well. Just over there, just crushed into the pleather couch. The Craigslist pleather couch. Which means we have a quorum. And once again, we're here in the man cave just for you. This is a special episode, by the way. So we're ready. You know what? You know what time it is.
Let's get it started in here.
Is that light too bright for you, Tim?
There were no cameras, so I really was wondering why my retinas were frying.
No disrespect, so yeah. When I bust my rhyme,
catching it, the main cave is a bit dark as it is. So.
Felt like it was back in 1990 and I was tanning because I was about to go to the pool,
the city pool. Oh man, we have had quite the time today. You know what? I forgot. This is episode 100. Can you believe that?
I can't. I've never done something this long.
You've never followed through this much?
Telling you.
So we're celebrating. And one of the things that we've made a pact to do, I don't know if it's possible or not, but we're not going to talk any politics.
You know, you were telling them that they picked the right place to get informed, and I was thinking, not this week.
Not today.
Come back next
not
week.
Not today.
We'll do all the heavy stuff.
We're taking a break for our own sanity and our mental well-being.
I feel like it's just good. Yeah. I have not even...
It's like one of those cry rooms.
I can't even talk about the things that I haven't thought about this week.
We need one of those cry rooms at times. So, yeah, we're just having fun for once. I mean, we always have fun, but today is all fun. No work when it comes to the Man Cave Caucus podcast. So, it's also basically just advertisement for Not the Bee this episode. So, shout out to the guys over there at Not the Bee. Not to be confused with, you know, the yeah. Babylon Bee.
They're like Boaz. Just
the same guys, but...
leaving us some extra sheets.
And both of them are just as true if you have any, you know, if you have any insight into what's happening. But they really do keep us into some great content at times for the more lighthearted stories, which is
that's,
always fun.
I deleted all my news apps and Facebook and just had the Babylon Bee for my news source all week.
Yeah.
Couple onion, if I was feeling, you know, liberal, I'd slip on over to the Onion and get some news.
Yeah. Also, we have a special guest in the studio here today. Uncle Donnie's with us. So he's all the way from, where is it? Texas.
Fort Worth,
Texas.
Arlington Heights.
Yeah. So he's setting in on the Man Cave Caucus. We're going to try to get him on the mic at some point, you know, just work up to it. But, hopefully that'll happen. We were going to record from an undisclosed location, which we decided against. It's just too difficult to move the man cave.
Getting old.
But we did do, we had some fun. A giant pool with a slide, a giant rock to jump off of into the pool, all those things.
Man cave.
Yes.
Sitting right over it.
And best of all, really good food.
Mm.
So what was it Dave cooked up over there?
Burgers and brats.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some really good burgers.
Good burgers.
So he was the head chef. Hopefully he wasn't paddleboarding in 3 feet of water. right?
Mm. Yeah, that's
gotta watch out for that.
Well, only if Obama's your
right,
your boss.
Yeah. So, what's the agenda, you might ask, for today? You know, whatever. Whatever we want. Whatever we want to talk about.
Oh, you slipped a little politics in there.
Did I, though?
You baited me, and I just went after it.
You did. You were the first one.
Like a trout after.
You got to pay me $20.
Okay, trout after a can of corn at Roaring River. It was just...
But I figured, look, hey, you know, we deserve this. Some time off, a little bit of fun. So first up, we're going to talk about a really important story here where it's really unfortunate, but a rescue team was training in the woods of British Columbia, and they had to rescue a man in distress.
Did it say what refrain he was?
What?
Did it say what the refrain was? Which one of their?
No, it did not say which Nickelback song it was.
I was thinking it was Photograph for sure.
So here's what the Not the Bee story had to say. Rescuers responding to screams in the woods find man singing Nickelback instead. I'm not sure what is worse. But according to the Vancouver Sun, the central, how do you say that? Okanagan search and rescue crew.
Okanagan.
Okanagan?
Depending where you're from.
Okay. The Okanagan search and rescue crew were training in the Boulderfields region of British Columbia. Where is the Boulderfields region? Joel, find out. When campers flagged them down and said they heard screaming in the woods as if someone was in distress, the search and rescue team switched out of training mode quickly and into full-fledged rescue mode, mobilizing their drone team and two Royal Canadian Mounted Police officers. Wouldn't that be something?
I'm telling you what.
I would love to see Joel as a mounted Canadian Mounted Police officer.
Hey, maybe, yeah.
Well, I never made it as a wise man.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about it. And if I was in real distress and two guys rode up on a horse.
Right.
The Boulderfields is a renowned bouldering area located in the Okanagan Valley of British Columbia, Canada, just south of Kelowna. Mm-hmm. It's known for its large size, featuring over a square kilometer, whatever that is, of rock formations with numerous climbing routes.
Why can't
they
just use regular measurements, these places?
Communists.
So the boulder fields are literally fields of boulders.
They climb there, I think.
Okay. So that's where this man was, and just in distress. So as they began to search the woods, they heard the sounds of someone screaming. They were about ready to mobilize more people when one of the Mounties found the source. A camper just belting out Nickelback as loud as he possibly could out there in the boulder fields. Yes, this is a true story, folks.
Could sing like Helen Keller.
Yeah, he was singing his heart out to the trees, you know, just blissfully unaware that the acoustics of the boulder fields had really amplified his voice and just that tent side concert, you know.
It reminds me
turned it into an accidental distress signal.
I can't tell you how many times I came storming in through the job because I heard somebody screaming, and it was my cousin John Castleberry. I'm telling you what,
Castle Rock,
yeah,
Castle Boulder.
If he misses heaven, it's because that he disobeyed the commandment about joyful noise. It was there was nothing good happening, and you could hear it over the drone of a hot saw, a skid steer. All the backup beepers, you just heard this dying calf in a hailstorm. Just
Yeah, You know, maybe he was just trying to scare off the bears. I don't know. You know?
Who knows?
But I mean, but why wish that? I don't wish that on anyone, not even the bears. The bears got enough to worry about. You know what I mean?
If that had happened in the States, it would have been because, you know, Nickelback is from Canada. Here, it would have been somebody singing "With Arms Wide Open" by Creed.
Creed is America's Nickelback.
It is. I think so.
Do you really think that, though?
Creed?
Yeah.
I love them. Mm. I mean, they were one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they are.
Well,
overplayed. Nickelback was fine.
I mean, I feel bad for the Bears, though. Like, they've got enough to worry about up there in the British Columbia forests. Why do they call it British Columbia if it's Canada? You know? Why can't they just call it Canada?
I don't know.
Is that a province? Is British Columbia an actual province in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? We don't know.
I say that. I'm talking a lot for a guy that did not finish geography.
Really? Right.
If Joel corrected me that it was just like a peninsula of New York, I'd be like, oh.
But my life is good. Really good. It's the best. I love it. I get to lay in a bed by myself all of my life. It's fantastic.
Oh, man.
That name originates from the Columbia River, which was named after the American ship Columbia Rediviva. The British part was added when the region became a British colony in 1858 to differentiate it from the American part of the Columbia District, which later became the Oregon Territory.
I feel like it's just too many names. You know, why so many names? It's confusing.
Oh, yeah. If they were to be like Neosho in Newton County in Missouri in the United
States.
You're sounding like
a liberal complaining about...
Joel, we're supposed to be having fun.
Complaining about changing the Panama Canal back and the Gulf of America.
Yes.
Mount McKinley.
For sure.
Sometimes changes...
What kind of bears do they have up there, Joel?
I bet you they run the gamut when it comes to bears.
I want to know. Is it black bears, brown bears? Because it matters. You can't just be in the boulder fields screeching out Nickelback if there's brown bears around because...
I don't know. They're all up there just eating each other.
Well, there's a big difference between the way the black bear would respond to Nickelback and a brown bear, I feel like.
I'll tell you what. Polar bears would love them. I know that.
You think polar bears would win out of those three?
No, they'd love Nickelback.
Oh,
they're white.
How many types of bears do you think are common?
How many different kinds?
Guess how many?
Well, I'd say polar bears about the only ones that's not going to be there, right?
They could probably wander down.
Three different kinds.
If the earth is flat.
How many kinds of bears are there?
Let me Google that one, too.
How many do they have, Joel?
They've got three different kinds of bears.
I was right.
Black bears, grizzly bears, and the Kermode, K-E-R-M-O-D-E bear.
I was going to guess koala.
Nobody, never heard of her.
I thought he was heading for koala.
Also known as a spirit bear.
So it's must be a totally Canadian thing. Made up. Is it transitioning?
It's as made up as a kilometer.
If they...
It's transitioning from a...
They may
from
still
a black
have some,
bear to a grizzly.
Something between a large-faced bear and a black bear.
Large-faced bear.
Wasn't that what the prehistoric... In my air quotes, or
I don't know.
I think that's what they called them.
I think that one's totally made up. The spirit bear, never heard of that one. But I do believe in grizzlies and black bears. And which grizzly and brown bear is interchangeable, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
There are eight major types of bears.
Okay.
Pandas, I forgot
eight
about
species
pandas.
Of bear.
And grizzlies are the most dangerous.
If they'd plant some eucalyptus.
No, I don't know. Polar bears might be.
I think polar bears are the worst.
Especially if they're listening to Nickelback.
Brown bear does include grizzlies and Kodiak bears.
Okay,
subspecies.
All fun and games till they start stealing catalytic converters.
Dub bears.
That's a meth bear.
I know, Nickelback's where it all started. We didn't have a meth crisis before Nickelback, if you recall.
That's right.
That's a good point, Tim. You're onto something.
Dub bears. All right, next up, we got a Florida man story for you. We usually do these toward the end, but not today. Everything is whacked today.
It's just Florida men.
Yeah. A Florida man arrested by Smokey the Bear for stealing his signs. Why is everything about bears today? I don't know.
Bears beats
the Bears.
Battlestar Galactica.
Ditka would be proud.
It said, growing up in the city nowhere near a forest, I felt incredibly guilty when Smokey the Bear told me that I was the only one who could stop forest fires. What I didn't know about Smokey is that in addition to giving urban children complexes, this is not to be article, he's really protective about the signs that he puts up. Have you seen some of those Smokey Bear signs? They're really cool. Like the actual bear, right, with the hat.
Yeah.
They're like life-size.
No, I haven't.
Life-size Smokey Bears.
Oh, where they hold them, they hold a sign? Okay, yeah.
So that's what this guy was stealing. So when a Florida man started stealing these signs, Smokey personally rode with law enforcement to arrest the suspect.
He was selling them on eBay, I guarantee you.
Yeah. So listen to this. He was selling for $1,900 a piece.
What a deal.
I feel like younger Tim probably would have tapped into such a revenue stream.
I wouldn't have. I wasn't, was never into the thieving.
You never stole road signs. You don't have to answer this.
Ben.
How about you,
Joel? Can you steal something that your tax dollars paid for?
Well, this is another quandary, I suppose.
They replaced it and I've got their backup. That's how I look at it.
Here's Smokey. Look at this. Here's Smokey just stuffing and cuffing this guy. What's up with his belt buckle?
He had to take his, he's been around a long time. His prostate is not what it used to be. Could you imagine trying to pee through that costume? Your belt buckle might not get done up right.
Especially since he doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I wonder if it has like a union suit zipper.
Are you saying it's seen some use? Yes. That belt buckle was barely hanging on.
And I know I was just thinking that suit has probably seldom missed an emergency.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good idea, though. Have Smokey himself be like,
well,
you
last
ain't stealing
week,
the signs no more, buddy.
Our week before last, we got Chuck E. Cheese getting arrested.
Now we got Smokey Bear
now
arresting.
Now Smokey Bear is arresting, so.
I told you the world is crazy. You just can't,
hey,
even,
I thought this
can't
up.
Even keep up. Only you can prevent communism. You know, that's actually true. I don't feel like it's actually true to say only you can prevent wildfires. That's not an actual true statement, right? I mean, obviously the government tries to prevent them a lot.
Except when they're starting them.
But only you can prevent communism. And no, that's not necessarily politics. That's just history, right?
Give you a pass.
I mean, I'm doing my part of preventing communism, Tim. I don't know about you.
I just wish I would have done more.
What exactly can you do to prevent communism?
I think having a dozen kids is probably the most responsible thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Have raise a bunch of right. kids, raise them right is about the best thing you can do, right?
I wish I would have contributed at least
teach
nine
them how
more.
To shoot a gun right, how to hunt and cook your own food, you know? That's about the best thing you can do.
I may have another batch.
Going to? Might as well. What else you got to do?
I'm telling you, I got a lot of free time on my hands.
I know that's not true.
I'm sleeping almost 8 hours a night.
Only you can prevent free time. So, speaking of forest fires and also British Columbia, I don't know why we're stuck
we're
in Canada this cycle, but remember when we talked about the osprey that dropped the baby shark on the golf course?
Yeah.
Remember that story? Well, you know, I'll do you one better than that. a fish falling out of the sky and then causing a wildfire. So apparently, it's not only you that can prevent wildfires. It's also...
Was the fish a big mouth Billy Bass with bad batteries? Lithium batteries?
I don't know what's going on in British Columbia.
Fish should not be able to start fires.
Okay, so... But get this. When you read this, Tim, you're going to be like, you know, that could happen. But, I mean, the chances of this would only happen in a place called British Columbia, Canada, right? Mm. But listen to this. Canadian officials say recent brush fire was caused by a fish that fell from the sky. A recent brush fire in Ashcroft. Here we go. This is one we can pronounce. Ashcroft, British Columbia. Was caused, look that up, Joel. Where is Ashcroft? Where in the world is Ashcroft, British Columbia? Was caused by an unlikely arsonist, a fish falling from the sky. At least that's what authorities are claiming. During the investigation, the officials found a fried fish near the area where the fire started. It appeared to have bounced off the power lines above, causing a spark that ignited the brush.
See,
but
this is like Sodom and Gomorrah with a creative twist. He said he'd never send fire and brimstone again, but he didn't say nothing about fish on the power lines.
What'd you say, Joel?
Well, I said, please elaborate. I didn't know where Tim was going with that.
If my place burnt down because of fish, I'd be like...
It's a hard one. That it's almost like this guy was trying to explain something to his wife that he, you know, that he just didn't want to really tell the truth about.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, if there's a fish there, obviously you're a ways, I would think. I don't know. Wherever Ashcroft, you know, British Columbia is.
It is in the Thompson-Okanagan region, so it's not far from the other spot.
Buddy.
Was the fish...
What is happening up there?
Things are going crazy.
If the fish was fried...
Yeah.
Was it breaded? That's where the story... Because nobody fries a fish without breading it. And so I didn't know if it had been baked by a forest fire.
Here's the picture.
Would you say fried if the electric line cooked her up?
Look at this picture and tell me. That's pretty fried.
I would say that's blackened.
That's a blackened bass.
Or like looks pan
sea bass.
Pan seared. Oh, I think that's seared. If it don't have breading on it, I don't think it's fried.
Look at this area here. There is not any water near this place.
No, it says that it's known for its desert-like landscape and its history tied to the Gold Rush era.
Hmm.
So, I mean, this looks like the middle of nowhere, like Wyoming or something, and a fish drops out of the sky. There's also a power line there, if you can see this. I mean...
Yeah.
But, I mean, birds sit on those power lines without causing sparks. Don't tell me a fish did this. Like, how could it be? I don't know.
I'm not buying it.
It just sounds too crazy to be. Hey, there's the guy with the shark, baby shark. This guy's disc golfing and the baby shark falls out of the sky.
I would definitely drop that in some sodium salicylate and keep it in a jar in my man cave.
These ospreys, though, like... Joel, are those things protected? Are they like a, you know, on the list for a protected animal? I want to know this.
Dollars to
yes,
donuts,
ospreys
they
are protected under.
I knew it.
Under the MBTA, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, federal law.
Those guys are a real nuisance.
Well, federal law makes them illegal to harm, harass, disturb.
That's the problem right there. Government has actually caused this.
Them, their nests, their eggs. Or anything else without a permit.
I bet they could sue the government for a smooth 100 million.
Well, it's a six-month permit process.
Everything's illegal in Canada. I mean, I'm sure of it. But I think we could solve this problem. If this was the U.S., we'd have this problem solved real quick. Right?
I think that's in the U.S.
What?
British Columbia? Is that?
No, I know that's not in the U.S., but I think that the MBTA is in the
U.S. See, I told you, if somebody told me different, I'd be...
Oh, so they're protected in America, but not in Canada?
Let me find out.
There's no way.
I mean, I went eagle hunting in Canada last year.
Only bagged two.
They have a similar Migratory Birds Convention Act, which is...
Of course they do.
Similar to the Migratory Bird Treaty
Act. Old Justin Trudeau did that, I bet you.
He's an avid bird watcher.
No politics.
94 is when that law was enacted.
1994? He wasn't even born yet, probably.
Might have been his dad.
Yeah, but I mean, if we have to step up and protect the public, right? Just an open season, just for a short amount of time. Even if it was bow season for these osprey, that might get a little wild.
Just they're big birds.
Shoot them babies out of the sky. So yeah, definitely not an osprey season then.
Yeah, you could
not even
legalize fully automatic weapons and call it the osprey and prey.
Season. Yes. You sure could. Oh, well, and here's what's crazy. The next story, where's Nova Scotia?
Right up there by it.
You're all over
Canada tonight. This is the Canada episode. Canada.
I don't know what's happening in Canada, but it's a mess. Just like Jeb. He's a big, fat mess. You remember that in the debates?
Jeb Bush?
Jeb is a mess. He's a big Jeb's just dejected face. We got to find that on YouTube. Hold on, I'm going to find it. Before we go to Nova Scotia.
Jeb.
I'm going to type in Jeb is a mess.
Jeb never won another fight with his wife after that.
Jeb is a mess. Trump. You think that'll bring it up?
Yeah.
What is happening with this YouTube
gifts?
Business?
Jeb is a mess. Gifts. That'll get you.
Which one?
Jeb is a mess. Gifts. Number three.
Number three, right here.
Yeah, it should be pictures of him looking all.
This is not YouTube's. What's going on?
Oh. The first two were.
Okay.
I think I've got it pulled up under that. Jeb is a mess. The second down.
It's currently 1 a.m.
Oh,
and I'm crazy.
Stupid
Dave's.
Ad. Why do they do this,
bro?
To us?
You're not a YouTube premium guy.
Yeah. I don't pay for stuff. Here it is.
Governor Bush, nobody cares. Governor Bush, respect what I say. Nobody cares.
Guess what? You know what a leader does?
Oh, that's
a leader
Casey.
Brings people together to solve
Where's
problems.
The Jeb is a mess?
Oh, it's man. A big, fat mistake.
I gotta tell you, this is just crazy, huh? This is just nuts, okay? Jeez, oh man. Jeez, oh man.
That's when people still thought
this
that.
This is the standard operating procedure to disparage me. That's fine. I don't know. Really...
Excuse me, Jeb. Jeb is a big fat mess.
Okay, Governor Bush, I gotta
respond to this. The reason why I should be president is. Great question. The reason why I should be president, I feel like I have to...
Excuse me. 2 days ago, he said he would take his pants off and moon everybody. Nasty guy. He's a nasty guy. Jeb is a nasty guy. I want to tell you, I don't know...
what? That was the actual debates in 2016. It's so great.
It is just like the Shane Gillis portrayal of him.
That's so great.
Pretty much.
Oh. And here we are. I think you've already broken the rule, and then I just broke it.
Big time.
But hey, it's fine. We're going to do whatever we want to do today.
As long as no one gets informed.
Right. Nova Scotia. So that's another province? Is that how this works?
Let me just make sure.
You are going to be an absolute scholar on Canada and the provinces in Canada.
Hey, I'm gonna get selected for a Trump appointment. I'm gonna be his ambassador to Canada.
Ambassador to Canada. Hey, Billy Long just got appointed to ambassador of Iceland. How do you like that?
That's right up by there, isn't it?
I don't know. You should know this by now.
As the Prime Minister of Canada, I'm gonna say that's just directly east of us. Nova Scotia is a province in southeastern Canada, specifically located on the Atlantic coast.
Okay.
This has been subtle way of teaching me geography is what I figured out.
Man,
Iceland,
I'm learning
where
so
are you
much.
At, Iceland?
So Iceland is out in the middle of nowhere, right out in there, right out in the ocean. But it's actually green, and Greenland is actually ice.
We've already broken it. So tell me this: could Billy Long have just been sent to an island?
Well, I think that's what happened, but I'm not sure why. Like maybe he wanted it. Maybe he wanted it all along, and finally got it.
But didn't he resign, then get reappointed, and then get sent to the island?
He didn't resign, I don't think. But he did step down from the IRS.
Yeah. Mm.
So I don't know why.
He got audited.
Can't wait to find out. I mean, you can't really beat being ambassador to Iceland.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a pretty good spot.
I think you could. Pickled fish, pickled shark every day, and
the only better one would be Greece.
I hate the cold.
Iceland's not cold all the time, is it?
It's colder than Missouri.
It's an awfully green country to be cold all the time. But
they must have gotten that Scots cold weather grass.
Yes. So the reason why I say Nova Scotia is because I have another story here. Because to prevent wildfires in Nova Scotia, it's not only you that can prevent them, like I was saying, Tim. It's the government as well, apparently, because they're taking matters into their own hands to fix this wildfire problem. Just a complete outright ban of frequenting the lovely woods and forests at all. Just a ban. You can't go into the forest, just like Bambi's mom said. Don't go into the meadow.
Banning guns is...
It's the opposite. Don't go into the forest. You get a hefty fine in Nova Scotia if you do. So here's not the B article. It says Nova Scotia bans people from the woods in attempt to stop wildfires. Listen to this little news blurb.
A leisurely walk in the woods is no longer allowed in Nova Scotia, and it may not be for the rest of the summer.
Effective 4 p.m. today, we're telling Nova Scotians, stay out of the woods.
Nova Scotia's premier announced today a ban on activities in the forest because of extreme...
Too bad it wasn't a ban on stay out of the weeds, right, Joel?
They'd put Tim in prison.
He'd be fined to kingdom
dry
come.
Dry conditions and the risk of wildfires.
You, the chiggers
hiking,
are clearing up.
Camping, fishing, and the use of vehicles in the woods are not permitted. Trail systems through woods are off limits.
At these walking trails in the heart of Sydney,
just
some
nothing.
Agreed with the
Can't
move
go in
while
the woods.
Others didn't.
As long as you're not starting a fire or smoking, you know, that kind of thing, you should be able to walk there.
It kind of sucks for the campers and
yeah, you should
anybody
dare.
Out tenting.
Should dare.
But it's probably necessary.
At these work trails in Coxeth, the entrance is blocked off. The people who run the trails say...
This is kind of like masking. You've got half the people that are like, absolutely not. I'm gonna walk in the woods anyway. Stop me, Mr. Government Man. And the other people are like, no.
That's not really a Canadian thing.
You will
thing.
Die. You will die
Canadians
if you walk
aren't
in the woods.
Much of resistors.
No. Not known for that, for sure.
They're known for polite. Yeah.
So banned. $25,000 fine for just existing in the woods.
I feel like we should start a campaign to send them the book Boundaries to protect them from their own government. Just... Ship them in by the truckload.
Yes. Listen to this. So this guy is a veteran that was the recipient of one of these fines because he did that. He went into the woods.
28,000.
Canada has a military?
Not a very strong one.
Depends
we do
you
all
call.
Their protecting.
I was going to say.
There are cavalry.
What's it called?
I think the Canadian Cavalry.
The Cavalry? Is it really?
They like to put their...
How is that different?
They like to put their service people on horses.
So, wait, is that the same thing as the Mounties?
No, it's the Federal Division.
Okay.
Mounties are county. County Mounties.
The Canadian Armed Forces.
The CAF.
Uniform Military Force that includes land, sea, and air.
Wow. Unless it's woods, apparently, right?
I bet they're allowed to go into the woods.
You can still
Let's see
the,
what their military budget is compared to ours.
You can still see the stars and stripes behind the maple leaf painted right. over in a dingy gray.
Here's what this veteran said about this. Listen to this.
This is the DNR office on Mountain Road in Coxeth, Nova Scotia, and this is not the woods. But back here, this is the woods. So I have a couple of conservation officers with me right now who are not on camera but have advised me that if I go into the woods, if I defy their orders to go into the woods, then I will be fined, and they also said that they would double my fine to $50,000. So I'm going to walk down here and go into
these woods. This is my kind of guy right here. I'm going to walk into the woods.
I don't know that there's a good spot to do this, but I'm just going to make this as painless as I can for those guys.
That is straight jiggers right there.
How about poison ivy, huh? Oh,
that's the thickest woods I've ever seen.
$50,000 fine and swan dive. Swan dove into poison ivy.
As well. Walking.
Oh, they got to come in and get him. Then they get fined.
All right. Isn't this great? And maybe there's an easier way out of here than I came in. Let's try this.
He's already lost.
That's your Canadian military for you, Joel.
Okay. Okay. And I didn't ask, but did you write the ticket already? Or
no, we'll meet you back out front.
Back out front at the reception desk there? Okay, if I bring my camera, keep you guys off it. Okay.
Summary offense ticket.
Yeah.
For today's date. Your information.
Unbelievable.
Forced Act 25 sub 1.
Uh-huh.
Fine is $28,872.50.
Okay. I thought it was 25,000. It's 28,872.
Costs, victim fees.
Taxes. Oh, victim fees.
Top, yeah. Oh, you get taxes thrown on top of your tickets there.
Who's the victim? Oh. If the woods burn down, he has to pay everybody.
it's like the tax space on Monopoly.
I would have made them come into the woods.
Income tax.
And gotten a picture of them in the woods, used it as blackmail. That's what the CIA would do.
Well, this guy got lost in 5 seconds in the woods, so probably not as smart as the CIA.
How did you find me here?
But yeah, that's Canada for you, folks. I don't know. What can we say about Canada? Not a lot of good, right? Mm. We're going to take a break for a minute because that just blew our minds. We'll be right back. It's a song about Canada.
Been busted for things that I didn't.
It's not.
Their old,
it could be.
Their old prime minister, the crazy
I can't
Chris
say
Farley looking guy.
All of the things that I've done.
You know what I was thinking, Tim? Like, should have done a good free ad for Southpaw.
Oh, yeah. We're not taking any work at this time.
For all those burgers.
I'm going to make an executive decision. We're not taking any more work right now.
We don't want to advertise. It's kind of like those people that are like, no, you can't pay me more.
But we are doing, we are building some retirement
food stamps.
Retirement estates in Neosho.
Okay.
Be available for rent sometime. Mm.
Well, we're back from the break. In other news this week, Tim, apparently we're going to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. Have you seen this?
Enron? we look up and there's just a giant Enron egg in the sky at night.
I didn't see that it was a giant Enron egg, but I'm just curious as to
the
how this is going to work. I really am.
This can't end good.
You know, I mean, I think I've seen movies about this kind of thing, right?
That is playing with fire.
God gave us brains for a reason.
This is really going to bust up your you know, man has never walked on the moon theory, though, oh. Tim.
I'm going to have to swim in a crater before I buy into too much stuff here.
And also, it'll really wreck the flat earthers, too.
Truly. Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty wrecked.
When you get... Yeah. I mean, you can really see the curvature from the moon.
The wreck might be a
though
good thing.
Right. So here's what the article says. The U.S. to build nuclear reactor on the moon. U.S. Secretary of Transportation and current interim administrator of NASA, Sean Duffy, is reportedly, that's a pretty cool name, is reportedly set to announce plans for the United States to build a nuclear reactor on the friggin' moon.
It's a, what do you need power?
Sean Duffy does not look like a Sean Duffy. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was that guy, that rapper that got caught in that sex scandal recently.
Rapper?
Sean Diddy.
Oh, Diddy? Oh. I thought this was the guy that got caught at the Coldplay concert.
Looks like him. It does look like him.
What a deal that was. So, yeah, in one of the more...
I thought that was Buzz Aldrin.
In one of the more American things to be announced in a while, Politico reports that Duffy aims for NASA to have expedited plans to accomplish the task. So does that mean they already had a plan and now it's just going to be expedited, or is this a new idea? NASA has discussed building a NASA has discussed building a reactor on the lunar surface, but this would set a more definitive timeline.
But
so they already have been planning. Do we
need moon power?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how they're going to get that energy from the moon to here, you know?
I don't think they are, and that's why I'm thinking they just want power on the moon.
Power on the moon?
Maybe they're wanting to be able to make it a full moon with spotlights all the time.
Maybe it's because there's no regulation on building a nuclear power plant on the moon. But there is here. You can't even build one here.
Yeah, they got... It's kind of like...
they haven't built a... I think since the 70s, they haven't built a nuclear reactor.
It's like Lockheed Martin when we don't have a war. Yeah. All these reactor builders are just sitting around like, stick one on the moon. Just put me back to work.
I mean, what kind of cost are we talking to build a nuclear reactor on the moon?
I'm thinking just one more trilli on the national debt. It's not that big of a deal.
Here's the question. Here's the question, Tim. Do you have to pay prevailing wage on the moon?
I don't know.
Maybe they could build this really cheap, actually.
Has anyone gotten around to selling plots of land on the moon?
They'll sell you a star. Well, no, you can name it.
Yeah, but if the federal bank can print money, I could definitely print deeds.
Sell some real
estate. For the moon.
Yes.
Name everything after cheese.
The most recent nuclear reactor to begin commercial operation in the U.S. is Vogtle, Unit 4, which began operation on April 29th, 2024.
So they're now building one.
Where's
this at?
Well, and I don't know if you find out, but they just, Vogtle 3 began operation in July 2023.
Wow.
These are the first new nuclear reactors built in the U.S. in decades.
Yeah.
Should be.
I bet it's a red state. How much you want to bet?
They were trying to think of the only thing that could get through the Van Allen radiation belt, and they were like, a nuclear reactor.
Waynesboro, Georgia.
Georgia. Well, sometimes a red state.
It's a red state.
It's an actual red state. Yeah. If you only count the right, you know, only count real votes.
They went Trump last election. They've got a Republican governor.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a red state.
Yeah, I suppose.
Let me see about their senators.
I'd say it's purple.
It's red at the moment.
Both current senators are Democrats, but I think they ran somebody really stupid against them.
Just had to go political.
Wasn't that where what's her name ran?
The big lady.
Abrams.
Yeah, she lost to Brian Kemp.
Stacey Abrams. Yeah, she
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Right. So this is what it says, Tim. The project would be about more than simple bragging rights, as other nations have their eyes on similar goals, which could create issues in the future. So it's a race. It's a race to build a nuclear reactor on the moon, even if there is no purpose, because somebody else might. Is that what they're saying? You know, making it more imperative to be the first to cross the finish line. Yeah. It's a nuclear race to the moon. It's a race.
I hope I win.
The first country to have a reactor could declare a keep out zone. Where's the rules? Nobody's saying that.
There's no regulation
on the moon. Nobody's claimed that.
Until they talk to Holden Wheel Estates about some acreage.
So this is what it says. This falls in line with the greater renewed space race, with the U.S. keen to stay competitive as China prepares to expand its footprint. The directive also orders NASA to designate a leader for the effort and to get industry input within 60 days. The agency is seeking companies able to launch a reactor by 2030, since that's around the time China intends to land its first astronaut on the moon. Now, will you believe it if China doesn't, Tim?
I think that this sounds like something that a very similar thing to Space Force. Mm-hmm. Somebody just told Trump that China was trying to put a nuclear reactor on the moon, and he was like, no, we're doing it first.
We're doing it first.
It wasn't even
America.
Thing.
As he was strolling on the White House roof.
Yeah.
Just shouting out.
It doesn't seem like it's...
That was probably my favorite thing from this last week, actually. And here we are talking politics again. It's inevitable.
It's fine.
yeah. So, next up. Breaking news. The market... No, that's the next one. Here's the next story. New York Times just dropped the top 100 movies of the 21st century. And I think they're absolutely delusional, Tim. I want you to look at this list, okay? Joel, you have to look at this too. I don't even know. I don't know. Maybe 10%.
There Will Be Blood is in third. That was good.
Never seen that.
Was that a Rambo movie?
No Country for Old Men was great. Number six. Get Out. I mean, that was kind of. I guess it was okay.
I'm down to 20 of
Mad
not,
Max. Okay, Wolf number of Wall 11. Street. Mad Max.
I still haven't seen a movie I've seen, and I'm at 24.
The Inglourious.
They have Brokeback Mountain at 17.
Oh come on, that was a comedy.
Unreal.
The Godfather is not even on this list. I don't think, guys.
Number 14 deserves to be up there.
Where's 14? Oh yeah, that's a. I have seen that one.
If
the Brad Pitt movie about the Nazis.
Just at a glance, I'm not seeing Nacho Libre. So
yeah, I didn't see Nacho Libre. I didn't see Tommy Boy or Black Sheep.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, none of those were on there. This is total
31.
Fake news.
31's Departed. That was good. 32 Bridesmaid, great. One of my favorite movies.
WALL-E.
American Sniper.
They have WALL-E at 34. I'd have seen that. And I would not put it on this list of 100. American Sniper was good.
Moneyball.
Is this of all time, allegedly?
No, 21st century.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I've probably seen 25% of these.
Yeah, maybe. I apparently you guys are way more movie watchers than I am.
I may be.
Minority Report.
Yeah.
I have seen that.
I've seen Gladiator.
That deserves to be on the list, I think. Gladiator's on there. Yeah.
It's crazy to me that Gladiator got beat out by...
Right?
Ratatouille.
Wally.
Right? Or Her. What is that?
I don't even know. Ocean's 11's on there.
Okay. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? That deserves to be there. It deserves to be higher.
A lot
on
higher,
the list.
Yeah.
Absolute
Gone Girl banger
of a movie there.
I think this is a woke list.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe this. I said, what?
Borat makes the list.
No.
That's confusing.
Borat is higher than Ocean's 11.
Borat's a lot higher than Gladiator.
That's nuts. Who are these people?
Not a single John Wayne movie on there.
Right. Or Rocket Man.
He did die before the 20th, or died right at the turn, I think.
Ben-Hur? Would that be the 21st? No, that's not the 21st
84,
century.
I think. Or no, it was, well, Ben-Hur was way earlier.
That's why The Godfather isn't on this list.
Yeah.
So this is like after the
just
year
since
2000.
But it was still way off.
Okay. Yeah.
Looked like a Disney executive made that list.
Something crazy. So, Florida man story, Tim. Here you go. Another one. Florida researchers introduce a new solution to the state's python problem. Are you ready for this? Robot bunnies. Despite all the measures Florida has taken to rid the state of the invasive Burmese python, speaking of which, I was walking out of Big Spring Park Thursday night for the annual Republican watermelon feed, and a dude was walking out of the park with a python wrapped all around his arm. Yeah.
Hide your kids.
Just out walking out of the park with it. And I said, what is this? Anyway, so Florida, to rid the state of these invasive pythons without any natural predators, I guess. So nobody actually is a predator. Like, there's not another animal that eats the pythons or goes after the pythons. That's hard to believe.
They tried giving the gators machine guns and
they need some ospreys down there. Because I'm pretty sure those bad boys would get it done. We need to introduce ospreys to Florida.
My grandpa used to have a picture on his wall of a...
Do they have ospreys in Florida, Joel?
I'll find out.
Of a toad strangling an osprey.
Yes.
And it said,
never give up,
you know.
He's halfway down the gullet.
And I feel like a Burmese python might do just that.
Maybe. It says, but some researchers from the University of Florida have come up with a novel idea to attract and trap the pythons, robot bunnies. The solar-powered robots randomly spin, shake, and give off body heat, just like a real bunny. Mm-hmm. We want to capture all of the processes that an actual rabbit would give off. University of Florida professor of wildlife ecology and conservation, who's leading the robot bunny study. Can you imagine how much government money is spent on a robot bunny study?
He didn't marry a good woman, because I've had ideas that were this bad. But I shared them with my wife, and she was like, that's a bad idea, baby. And he didn't have anyone to tell him, so...
It says the robots have been placed in undisclosed areas around Florida because McCleary is wary of robo-poachers.
I'm interested to see what happens.
I feel like this could be a great game, actually.
Tastes like metal.
I mean,
so they eat the bunny and then
what?
The bunny slices through them is what I hope happens.
I don't know. He just said, I don't want people hunting down my robo bunnies, but I think that would be a lot of fun.
Well, like if it's trying to control the snake population, the snake eats the bunny, right?
It's got the scene from Monty Python in it.
The white rabbit.
I just now noticed that. His experiment is running concurrently with Florida's annual Python Challenge that boasts a $10,000 grand prize for the team that catches the most pythons. Dude, there's money to be made down there. But it doesn't sound like it, says Professor McCleary is competing. He just wants to know if his bunnies have what it takes to lure a python to the party. So I guess it's just luring them, Joel.
Hmm.
Not like them actually eating them.
Well, that's not fun.
Yeah.
They've got like a Bugs Bunny box and stick once the rabbit gets them there. Oh, speaking of bugs.
I mean, I don't know. Sounds like a bit far-fetched idea to really fix the problem. I think the ospreys. Did you find out? Do they have them, Joel?
Yes, they're year-round in Florida.
They're really slacking down there. Hmm. I mean, if they can drop fish and cause a wildfire in Canada but not take care of the pythons, what's going on? So I guess maybe they just don't mess with them, huh?
I guess not.
I thought they were a big enough bird.
Think about eating a snake. It's like gummy worms versus gummy bears if you were a midget.
Yeah.
18-foot-long snakes, you don't know how long it's going to be when its head's poking up out of the...
Yeah, when you're just grabbing it.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You nothing don't know worse, what you're going to get.
Nothing worse than that cheese that won't snap.
I mean, you might end up in a mating ball of pythons. Just...
Yeah.
And you're the dinner.
Yeah, I think pythons are a little too wily for the osprey.
I was just surprised that they don't have a predator. Like, no wonder they're just running...
That's, I think that's kind of the definition of invasive, though, is that there's nothing to take care of them.
I really feel like, is there a season for those? Have they tried that, Joel? Do they have a python season?
I'm needing
It's year-round. You can
kill them anytime.
Oh, they're invasive. They encourage you to come to Florida and kill pythons.
We should do this.
We need
I know a guy.
Python hunter. Like
a
crocodile.
I know a guy with a boat in the Everglades. Mm. I mean, the literal swamp.
Talk about a hat band.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission encourages the removal of these snakes, which are not native to the state and pose a threat to the Everglades ecosystem. There's no traditional bounty programs like the Florida Python Challenge and Python Patrol offer incentives for capturing and humanely killing pythons.
So they haven't really put a bounty on them.
It looks like some private organizations have, but the state of Florida has not.
Hey, there you go.
That'd be fun.
It would be fun. I mean, how do you...
Make some cowboy boots.
How do you hunt them? I don't know.
I don't have a python call.
I'd try everything I got at them.
Probably a wounded rabbit.
A robot bunny, but with
well, a wounded
some
rabbit
slight
call
modifications.
If you call in, if they like rabbits.
And if they can hear.
Maybe you call in coyotes and pythons and just let them take care of each other. Right.
Next up, breaking news. The market for adult pacifiers has really taken off in recent months. What is this?
Woke didn't die. It's just like doing a Benjamin Button thing.
Here's what the Not to Be article said. Market for adult pacifiers growing around the globe. Shoot, it says, shoot me in the face directly with the howitzer. Stressed adults, this is a New York Post tweet. Stressed adults rely on pacifiers to soothe themselves. I feel a sense of safety from childhood, and it shows a grown man there. I don't know if you can call this a man, but... A grown adult with a pacifier, a rainbowed color pacifier, I will say.
I will say that the New York Post, I think, was owned by the Inquirer.
Was it?
And they didn't think they could do the 90-pound baby another time, so.
Yeah. Yeah, China seems to be a prime market, though, for this insanity. It says they're sold as sleep aids, stress relievers, even smoking cessation tools. Shoppers are gobbling them up. Some online sellers move thousands each month, according to the South China Morning Post. and the fans aren't shy about it. When I'm under pressure at work, I feel a sense of safety from childhood. Before you can, here's what the article says. Before you start high-fiving about how the U.S. is guaranteed to win World War III, American adults might be worse. TikTok is sucking it up, literally, with videos of American adults pacifying themselves in traffic, at work, or in the throes of burnout. This is what you need, Tim.
I bet China isn't even having a pacifier sucking epidemic. They're just trolling to see how many U.S. people will pick up on it. They do own TikTok.
I guarantee you. If it's, yeah, if it's TikTok,
they're like,
it's
let's
China
see how many of these idiots will buy these pacifiers from us.
This guy says, I just use an adult pacifier. It hasn't moved my teeth. Been using them for 4 years. Oh, my goodness. One of them, I guess, has a special ADHD tip.
What?
Find that, Joel. I don't know if you want to look this up. What is the ADHD tip pacifier?
It adult apparently pacifier. Helps him not have ADD or ADHD. I don't know.
This is nuts, man. I mean, just nuts. Somebody said ICE. They tweeted ICE and said, these aren't real Americans. Can you remove them, please?
This is ADHD?
Yeah.
I think that's a satirical,
is it,
for the most part, site.
What? The New York Post? Yeah. But that's not the only source for this.
Oh, okay. Their stories are usually quite...
Says, well, some individuals with ADHD find pacifiers can help manage anxiety or provide sensory input, potentially reducing stress and aiding focus.
Don't knock it till you try it, eh? Not to get political again, but I think Trump is at least partially responsible for this. These people are absolutely out of their minds, and they can't cope. They just can't cope with it.
That's another one of the side effects of the TDS.
Yes.
Involuntary.
Adult pacifier.
Adult pacifier.
We were listening to some podcast before the election, and I think it was Don Tucker or something, and some pollster or something was on there, and he's like, if Trump wins, I predict the largest mental health crisis in American history. And I can't argue it.
Well, we are opening up the insane asylums, you know. But these people, like, they can't cope with the reality that their fantasy world that has been created, and all the propaganda that has caused that, it just isn't working out for them. And so they don't know how to handle that. So I here's what I think. I think this is an easy way to start filling those insane asylums. Like, they should start here, don't you think?
Mm.
You know, anyone that's walking around sucking on a binky,
blue
that's
hair
an adult,
is still my.
That's your go-to startup.
That's my first. Yeah.
That's an awful wide brushstroke, though, Tim. I mean,
it's wide. I've met people that I know that decided a blue streak was a good idea, and I was just like, oh,
right,
oh,
red flag.
Right. Never met one that was just right.
But I mean, I think it's safe to say that if they're an adult sucking on a binky, that's a sure sign, like straight to,
yeah,
Happy Dale, right? Just ride out the rest of your life in a nice, safe place.
Where I mean,
you can't hurt yourself or anyone else, you know?
I don't think you have to worry too much about them hurting anyone.
Talk about a full circle moment. So I'm just reading the headline on this article.
On the binkies?
Yeah, and it says, why prolonged pacifier use affects jaw and airway. It says, when pacifier use impedes proper development, child may exhibit symptoms like fatigue, difficulty focusing, or even ADHD-like behavior.
Oh.
What a full circle moment.
So it causes it.
It relieves the stress, and it also causes it.
Funny how that works.
Oh.
Hmm. What a cycle. Do we have any Polymarket odds on what celebrity will do this?
I've got Polymarket up.
What will the next color of Binky be? Who would it be? Justin Bieber?
No, I think he's kind of over all of it.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, I could see.
Stephen Colbert.
Ooh, David Hogg looks like a pacifier guy.
Yes, for sure. That's a great candidate.
He's a closet passy guy.
Right. Jimmy Kimmel, maybe.
He is a crier.
Or one of the women on The View. I can see that.
You can't shut Behar up long enough.
Behar. Somebody needs to stick a binky in Behar's mouth just to shut it up.
That's what I'm saying. It may be the best. Maybe
Robert De Niro. He'd be a great candidate. Mm-hmm. Or Alec Baldwin.
Oh, man.
We always stand behind Alec Baldwin.
We do.
Even if he's got a binky in. Oh, man. Yep. Crazy times. And you ever been on a cruise, Tim?
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Joel, you ever been on a cruise?
I have.
How many?
One.
More than one?
One.
Just one?
Just one.
That did it for me.
Okay, so did you like it?
I'd say, it's fine.
What was the pros and cons? I want to hear this. I really want to talk about this.
I probably ate 40 ice cream cones.
Okay. We're on to something. This is a common...
And pros and cons, not cones.
It was a pro and cone. Good one, though.
Figured I'd get some laughs out of that.
So I ate a lot of ice cream, and food was decent.
Okay, so food was the only pro?
Probably the only pro.
Joel?
I mean, I had a good time.
I'd
hang out in a basement if I could hang out with my friends and family, people I love.
We
took a big group. Yeah, we took a big group. And
yeah.
So for me, I went once, and for me, the only pro was the food, Tim. Well, I say that. There's one other I'll mention. But, you know, you can eat the food anytime and as much as you want, right? Yeah. All you got to do is just stand in line. That was definitely a pro. Probably not a pro when it comes to, like, being healthy or, you know, your weight, things like that. But
I feel like if you're going on cruises,
all the rules are off.
If you're the type of person that'll get on a cruise ship, you're not too concerned.
Here was my daily routine, okay, on the boat. So I would get up before daylight, because I usually do, and I would go out because nobody's up, right? Everybody stays up late. Nobody's up before daylight. I'd go out, find a good spot to watch the sunrise. That, to me, was pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
that was a pro. I would go out and watch the sunrise. And then after the sunrise, I'd go get in the pool because nobody's in the pool yet either, right? So I'd go get in the pool until other people started getting in the pool. Then I'd get out of the pool. And then I would go try to find a spot in the shade somewhere. And then usually I would get on the water slides, which is what we're going to talk about. But it was not for me. Like, too many people, too many idiots, too many feral kids just running everywhere at all hours of the night, you know?
So, like, you went carnival too?
Yes. Yeah.
Too many people just twerking anytime the music comes on. Like, no.
Where did you guys sail out of?
Galveston, Texas.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah, same.
Galveston, Texas. What is it, like 1,000 degrees down there when I get down there? But the other thing that's crazy to me, there's not a single comfortable place on one of those boats. There's not one. There's not a comfortable chair. There's not a comfortable bed. There's not a comfortable couch. Like, there's not a comfortable place to sit, to sleep, to me, anyway. The deck chairs, terribly uncomfortable. I don't know.
A floaty on the pool.
Yeah, I should have brought a floaty. I didn't, but I should have.
So, get up every morning, have your normal AM, BM.
Yeah.
You got the pool to yourself all day. You know?
Right. Hey, if you have a BM in the pool, I bet you do have the.
That's what I'm saying. You're just like, they're all cleaning up around you, and you're like, it's fine, it's mine.
You're sick.
That's when you know you're really bad people averse.
Or you just really like a floaty to yourself.
All right. It's not for me. Give me the mountains, man, any day over a cruise.
Did you guys do, what do you call it? Embarkments or where?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you go out?
It's excursions.
Excursions.
No, yeah. Too much money.
It was our 10-year anniversary.
We found a stupid, nasty spot on the beach and just sat there.
Yeah, we... amongst the trash. Amongst the Walmart sacks.
It was terrible.
We did an excursion in whatever the first one, the beautiful...
Cancun?
Cozumel, I think.
Yeah.
We did an excursion there, and it was that we took an all-inclusive beach resort with, like... thing for the kids to climb on, and
wow,
the food was amazing.
Okay.
And then in Progreso, we just went out shopping, and my kids almost got kidnapped. Scary.
That is one of the other things too, when you go out in those places. Yeah, it wasn't for me. But did you like the water slides on the cruise? That was another fun thing for me.
I don't remember them having them.
Okay. Didn't even have water slides. Okay.
I think the ship I was on was from the 80s.
Yeah.
The Valor? Was it the Valor?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any water slides on the Valor.
Yeah. So this past week, a rider was injured as one of those glass panels on the slides. Have you ever seen those? Like where you can see out? It just shatters. As
Why
a
is that made of glass?
That's what I was thinking.
It's a good question.
Plexiglass.
This was the Royal Caribbean, icon water. Of the seas. Which is a step above the Carnival, right? The Royal Caribbean.
Grandpa's John boat's a step above Carnival.
75 Johnson.
Every joke.
But yeah, some technical difficulties, I suppose. And the one person was injured as the glass shattered. And then you've got the water pouring in to watch the... Here's the video. Water's just pouring out.
Did the person fall out? Did the person fall out?
Carnival would have sent 20 more people down.
They're like, slap some duct tape on that baby. It's fine.
Flexil. The crack.
They were trying to figure out if someone actually fell out of the slide or not when it broke. I don't know if they did.
It didn't look like it, but man.
But looks a little sketchy. Yeah.
Carnival guys would just be like, watch out for the hoe.
Most of them are foreign.
Philippian.
They would have just smiled and nodded.
Yeah. Oh man!
You know let me back up. They sail out of Panama, I think.
Who?
The Carnival, all those big ships.
They do,
and because there's no restrictions on taxes, and they could and minimum wage, they could pay. Those people make like $4 or $5 an
hour. I think it's Thailand. They fly a flag from some foreign country, so they don't have to pay taxes.
Sounds like quite the scam. Quite the scam. Yeah, that one went horribly awry. And last but not least, women are getting hairy armpit tattoos. Tim.
China's just trolling us to see how many idiots will do it.
Because? Why because? Because men. So they say. I'm going to play this video in a second, but...
Is that moles or ringlet hairs?
You know, I don't know. All I know is this tattoo artist is terrible. On top of a terrible idea, but... So supposedly so that men won't be attracted to them. As if they were in the first place, which I highly doubt. But
I mean,
yeah, I mean, this is definitely a men repellent tactic. I would
that's what's venture funny. If they were serious about it, they'd light their face on fire and put it out with a garden rake. But
some of them look like they had also done that.
I'm just saying that if this is real, it would just be a cop out.
It's liberal women, though, Tim.
I know.
This is possible.
I think they'll outgrow it.
You think? They'll just be covered up. So here's the video.
Oh, okay. Yep, it works. Unreal.
Yep.
Wow.
Well,
that makes sense.
So that's the state of the world we're in right now, Tim.
Well,
people need Jesus.
My goodness. Tell you that.
All you can do is pray for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just the TDS has it's really spread into many other things.
I'm just
because there's MDS, men derangement syndrome.
Yeah. I just
there's
feel like the wokeness isn't all the way dead yet.
Are you supportive of this? Are you supportive of these onesies?
I just hope they keep working on it.
Yeah. Well, one can only hope. But I think also probably a really good candidate for one of those insane asylums. Happydale would be a good place for somebody like that. Anything else to add? We almost did it without politics. Almost.
Probably as close as we ever have. Probably as close as we could get.
Right. But, yeah, with that, everybody, hey.
God bless.
We'll catch you next week.
Joel, how was the trip?
Oh, yeah.
It was the trip of a lifetime.
We could have taken a whole week for that.
It was the trip of a lifetime.
You got to hear Tom Homan speak.
I saw him in person. Christy Noem was there. I didn't read who was coming up next, so I went and grabbed some lunch. Missed Christy Noem completely. The next day, Trump gave us a personalized message.
Wow.
Video message. The next day was Cash Patel video message, and Dan Bongino was in person.
Wow.
What an honor.
Did he talk about Epstein at all?
He left that off, ironically.
Not said it wasn't relevant.
Not a peep about it.
Not a peep.
But man, it was very motivating. They both, the two in-person ones, Homan and Bongino, talked about how they're arming ICE and federal agents to actually be cops and start arresting people. Got a lot of standing O's.
Cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
It was really cool.
Well, we missed you, but we're not all the way over the fact that you got to be at South Beach without us, but we're working on it.
Well, I'd never been to South Beach before. I didn't realize how expensive it was, so
yeah,
I'm gonna have to build up my travel expense fund for some months to recover from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Dave Ramsey run the trip for you?
I'm kind of a cheapskate as it is, so I always order the cheapest thing ever, everywhere I go. So. He didn't ruin it for me.
You heard his voice in the back of your head every time you pulled your wallet out.
Well, I don't ever drink soda.